T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, the Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your new Mercedes-Benz today, and by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks, online at mynycb.com. Aaron Boone chose to manage the Yankees in what is the worst spring in history as far as weather. It has been unbelievable, and the Yankees haven't played amazingly since Sunday. They finally found a place where there's no rain. They had to go all the way to Kansas City to find it, but that's where they are right now, and that's where Aaron Boone is. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
All right, Aaron. No games in 4 days. I mean, I was trying to think of a time, not postseason, not obviously a strike or 9/11, when the team actually didn't play 4 days in a row because on the schedule. I can't even remember such a time. I mean, four days is an eternity in baseball.
It has been a little odd, although for us, we did play Tuesday, though. Even, you know, it's just not in the books yet.
Right, I mean, you played six innings, but even that, I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, you know, to just not play all these games on all these days off is amazing.
Yeah, and sitting around clubhouses a lot and just kind of hanging out, hoping for the weather to break, and then obviously we get an off day. So, I think we just got to kind of make the best at it, treat it as a time to kind of reset, especially going through a tough stretch like we did where we had 18 in a row. It allows us to kind of reset our bullpen a little bit, and hopefully we'll take advantage of some good rest here 6 weeks in.
Did you do anything with your team or schedule anything before the game today different because of these days off?
We had our early hitting, which is a customary, though. We usually have that optional as we go into a new city. So we were out there about 8 guys or so hit early already before the Royals get out there, and some guys move around and stuff. But we were able to get quite a bit of work, actually, in D.C., where guys were able to throw their bullpens. And you know, the facilities nowadays are so good everywhere that we're able to get all our hitting in and our workouts and all that. So, for dealing with a little bit of adversity with the weather, I feel like we've been able to physically kind of get our work in anyway.
Torres isn't in the lineup. Torres is. Is this just to give Torres some work?
No, that's – they just showed me that. I think somebody outside made a typo.
Oh, Torres is in the lineup.
Torres is in the lineup,
yeah. Okay, because I said, well, the only thing I can think of is they probably put Torres in maybe just because he wants to give him a chance to get off the bench and do something, because we figured why give him the day off the day off, put him in the lineup. So Torres is actually in the lineup.
Yeah, Glaber's in the lineup.
All right, so in the 9 spot is Torres, not Torres, because on our schedule, the one they gave us, Torres is playing second base and batting 9th.
Yeah, and actually, Carlos Mendoza came to me and said a lot of guys were reporting that Torres was in. We're looking at all the lineup sheets we have up in the clubhouse, and it's all Torres, and then we're just figuring it must have been a typo somewhere, maybe at the stadium, you know, just maybe the stadium mixing up Torres with Torres.
So Torres is in, not Torres. So Torres is not.
Glaber is in the lineup.
Okay,
yeah.
So all right, there he is. He's in the lineup tonight. The guys, you know, the lineup a little bit right now, the idea of protecting certain guys, guys who are slumping, stuff like that. How much do you like to move guys around, like with Didi or who's batting behind Sanchez or stuff like that? Are you conscious very much when you make the lineup about slumping guys, or you don't worry much about slumping guys?
I don't worry that much about slumping guys, honestly, especially the guys with track record and guys that I know are going to hit. I look at it whereas I'll give a guy a day off more so. But And you may tweak some things based on matchups and maybe who you have in your lineup that day to where, you know, I like to space out sometimes the lefties as much as I can, like not having those guys back-to-back because that makes for some matchup situations right later in the game. But, you know, for the most part, I tend to lean more on a day off when I want to give a guy a break.
Didi's slump, do you see it more as them getting to where they just started to treat him more like a slugger and he has to deal with more breaking balls and the kind of respect where he doesn't get room service fastballs, or is it a case where he got a little home run happy?
I think it's fair to say that, you know, maybe they've reevaluated how they're attacking him a little bit, and you know, I don't necessarily think it's room service fastball. Like, I think the book on somebody is the way people attack you. But I
well,
think
the old
it's
days,
probably,
you know, you don't want to walk him if you got, you know,
right,
you know, you got someone like Stanton or have him, Stanton or Sanchez behind him. A lot of times he'd see a fastball. It seemed to me guys would challenge him. Maybe now they got beat a bunch of times. They don't want to challenge him anymore.
I think it's forced teams more so to maybe reevaluate maybe their scouting report, how they want to attack him. So I think it's a case maybe of them making a little bit of an adjustment. I think coupled with the fact that he hit a little bump in the road, wasn't swinging as well. I would also say there's been probably half a dozen balls over the last week that he's really hit well, that he's hit right at people. So I think it's just kind of a perfect storm and one of those things that's frankly going to happen in the course of a season, even with some of your best players.
If Gaudy's out of the lineup, have you contemplated with putting Torres up first, or do you not want to do that to him this early?
I probably wouldn't do that yet, but that has popped in my mind a little bit because the at-bat quality's been there. The ability to take a walk has been there. So I have considered that, and I've considered a couple days where possibly moving him up higher in the lineup, but I really feel like he settled into such a groove and he brings such an element from that nine hole, especially with Judge hitting second. It really gives us another quality hitter down there that gets on base to, you know, I just think add to the traffic for our big boys earlier in the middle part of the lineup.
And your guys do strike such fear, Judge, Stanton, Sanchez. I mean, there's no question. Hicks hasn't hit much either. You know, he's had a tough time, left a lot of men on base, especially recently. He's struggled, especially with some guys on base in recent games.
Yeah, I actually think his timing, though, which I like, is pretty good. And even when Aaron Hicks struggles, he still gets on base. You know, I think he's up in the mid-threes.
No, he does walk. He does walk, absolutely.
From an on-base standpoint. Yep. So I do feel like with him, it's a matter of time, too. And, you know, he's... And hopefully we can get them going, especially from the right side where we went through a stretch there where we didn't see a lot of lefties necessarily, so there weren't a lot of right-handed at-bats. So I feel like he's very close to being where he needs to be. I feel like he's hit some balls on the ground when he's actually been on time and been in a favorable account. And I think it's once he just gets that timing perfect, I think you'll see him start to take off as well.
Neil Walker has really started to be a big contributor in a lot of ways. Big at-bats, whether it's a walk, a big double, this or that. Two or three big games had enormously big at-bats. I could see him. He's got I think he could have a very big role. It's going to be hard to see who stays and who goes as this team gets healthier, especially if Bird comes back. But I think Walker is a guy that can do a lot of things for this team.
He's been so valuable, Mike. He really has. He's really settled in. And, you know, between him and Austin, you know, it's kind of worked out to where now with Bird down, it's kind of a nice little platoon we've had with Austin doing really well, doing damage the other night in Washington against the lefty, and Walk really hitting well from the left side against righties. But Walk's another element he's brought is kind of that bullet off the bench,
yep,
bench late when he's not starting.
Yep.
You know, you get a tough righty, even if it's leading off an inning with some runners on base, he's a guy you feel really good turning to in a big spot, and he's delivered time and time again.
No, I like him off the bench. I think he's a guy, and that's not an easy job. I think he does it well. Plus, he can play three positions for you, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a valuable guy. I think he's going to be a valuable guy all year for you in that regard. You mentioned Bird. Any update on Bird?
Bird's doing well. He's about a week or 8 days or so into his rehab assignment. He's in Trenton right now. Things are progressing well, so I think there's a real chance that in the next week, 2 weeks, that he should be ready to roll and hopefully come up and start impacting us.
And what about Drury? What's going on with him?
Drury's doing well. We optioned him, you know.
Yep.
he's seen, I think, major improvement. I feel like there's still some room for him. He's getting treatment here these last couple of days with Dr. Gil Chimes, who's been working on him. That's really helped with his progress and where he's at. And he's just for now going to continue to get at bats in AAA. At some point, we feel like we're going to have to call on him, and hopefully he's in a position to be ready and come up and impact our club, because we still think he can be a really good player for us.
So you'd be patient. You're not in any rush with him, though.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
How about the relievers? Anything new on the relievers? I mean, I know they were throwing flat ground last time I heard, but how far away are those guys?
Yeah, Canely threw another sim game today down in Tampa. Scheduled to throw again Sunday and or Monday, and a chance that he could join us in Texas towards the end of this road trip. Adam Warren is getting back on the mound. He throws a sim game, I believe, Sunday, so he's making progress, so he's probably not too far behind. And Luis Sessa has gotten back up on the mound. He's a little further behind those guys, but all three of those guys making progress. TK, Canely, the first one that'll hopefully be back maybe by the end of this trip.
Have any of the relievers, we're talking about Aaron Boone, of course, the Yankees in Kansas City tonight, and they will play. The weather's supposed to be good there tonight with CC on the mound. Have any of the guys, other than your regular relievers, your ones we all know about and have already established themselves very well, of the second brigade that you've been forced into action, have any of them started to impress you where you feel comfortable with any of them in a big spot?
Yeah, I think Holder's taken a major step forward and become a guy that's, I feel really good about it in some higher leverage spots now. I think Shreve continues to grow in a more important role. With Domingo Herman, he'll be in the bullpen for us tonight and tomorrow.
Right.
With all the days off, we've kind of reshuffled our staff.
What do you think of his second start? He had the one bad inning against Oakland. He looked good the first three innings, then he had the one bad inning. What do you think about his second start versus his wonderful first one?
Yeah, I think just for whatever reason, he really just lost his command. He's got three really good pitches and pitches that he can throw at any time and any count, and he just kind of lost it in that one inning. So I'm not too alarmed by it. I feel good about handing him the ball again. He'll pitch the second day in Texas, but in the meantime, we'll have him available the next two nights for us as a bullpen option where he's been pretty good as well.
Holder earned the stripes in that Red Sox game, getting out of that second and third. That was a big jam he got out of that night. So that was a big positive for him. You know that?
Yeah, he's thrown the ball really well and continues to earn more valuable innings.
How about this patch of the season right now? You know where you are, considering you came through playing all the big teams and doing such a brilliant job against those teams. How about this stretch of schedule right now?
Yeah, we're obviously. It's nice that looks like the weather's going to cooperate here. You go outside and it's starting to feel a lot warmer, so that's nice. And, here in Kansas City and Texas, hopefully we can
seeing some teams that at least in records are struggling. I mean, it's a whole different, is it a different feel for you? I know not as a manager, but do you worry about your team at all when you realize you're playing teams? The Yanks have always struggled in Texas historically. We all know that. But, I mean, this is not a typical Texas team, but these teams are actually struggling versus the teams you just came through.
Yeah, look, every team's dangerous, but do I worry about these guys and their prep? No. That's one of the things I love about these guys and our coaching staff is I know they're going to be very well prepared, very hungry to go out and expect to win every day, and that's our expectation and that's our hope. And, I don't worry about from a prep standpoint because I know we'll respect who we're up against. And tonight in Junis, we know we're up against a pitcher that's very capable of shutting us down if we're not on top of our game.
Yeah, and, it's funny, the Oakland team, I mean, they have a lot of pitching. Their lineup's not bad, though. Some dangerous guys in that lineup.
And Oakland, they've played really tough on their East Coast stretch, taking two out of three from Boston.
They got a good offense.
Beat up the Blue Jays last night. There's no doubt that's a dangerous team. And, you get a couple of their pitchers, Manaea and stuff on the bump, and they can match up well with anyone.
Yeah, I mean, really, I tell you, they got some power in that lineup, too. It's not it's not a bad lineup at all. It really isn't. They got some decent hitters in there. They really do. So right now, this stretch of the season, everyone expects the Yanks go out and just kind of clean up. But, you never know in these things when you're going to the road. You never know what's going to happen. But obviously, with that lineup of yours, it's not an easy one for anybody to go through. That's for sure.
No, and that's our expectations. I know these guys are getting ready to have their hitters meeting here in about another half hour, and I know Marcus Timms will have the boys will have a really good game plan going into Junis tonight, and hopefully, like we normally do, we usually make it very tough on the opposing pitcher, even when they're having a little bit of success, and hopefully we'll take advantage of mistakes against them by doing that.
All right, everybody's looking forward to some baseball tonight. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mike. All right. Take care.
Aaron Boone, the Yankee manager, and one thing, just so the correction, we have it here, and I guess it was everywhere. He said he didn't have it in his dugout. Everyone had Torres batting ninth. You know, they had his right number, Torres batting ninth, second base, but it is not. It is Gleyber Torres who is playing tonight. You know, he is in the lineup, so Torres is in the lineup tonight. The only thing that would have made sense is off the days off was maybe just you wanted to give Torres a day to work, you know, because he hadn't been playing much lately and you like to keep him sharp, but that's not the case. Torres is in the lineup tonight, so that was a mistake. And again, he said he did not have that on the official lineup. He had Torres in the lineup, not Torres. For some reason, the printed lineup that we got and a lot of other people got published had Torres playing second base, but that is not the case. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.